Near Weber's Falls in eastern Oklahoma, the bodies of four victims have so far been recovered from the Arkansas River, where Interstate 40 once crossed the water. A 500-foot section of the I-40 bridge collapsed yesterday morning after a pair of barges pushed by a towboat slammed into a support column. Lois Romano is based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, for The Washington Post. She's been near the scene today, and she says the emergency response was put on hold for a time this afternoon.
They had to suspend all search and rescue efforts because very bad weather came in to the southeastern part of the state, and also because they discovered that there were two massive slabs of concrete on the riverbed floor, and they suspect there might be some more vehicles underneath that. They've pulled out four vehicles, four corpses, and they're still saying there's at least 7 to 9 vehicles left underwater.
Is anything more known about the cause of the accident?
No. I think a couple of federal officials have interviewed the pilot of the towboat, but the National Safety Transportation Board, who is on the site, has not gotten to him yet. It appears that he did black out and have a seizure. A lawyer for the company that he works for said that preliminary tests did not indicate that he had been drinking or using alcohol. But I don't think, you know, he's made himself completely available to all investigators yet.
Is anyone looking into the structure of the bridge, investigators trying to figure out what's structurally wrong with it?
Well, that is one of the big mysteries, because apparently the Army Corps, and to answer your question, the Army Corps of Engineers is looking into that. And towboats have gone into supports before. I talked to somebody from the Army Corps of Engineers a little while ago, and he said that 5 miles an hour, which is what the boat was traveling, could create a very the force of a freight train, is what he said, because it's going at a pretty good clip. Once it hits the target, it's not going to stop moving. They can't brake. So if he had passed out, he was still going full throttle into the support.
And a lot of traffic used to go over this bridge. It's a very important east-west thoroughfare. How is traffic going to get around the collapse of this?
Well, that's the big question. I mean, they're now routing it around some small, you know, double lane roads, country roads, but I think it's going to take at least 6 months to rebuild this bridge, and I think they're going to have to do some route planning around Oklahoma, maybe up through Arkansas. It's a major route from Texas. They're coming from the west, going to the east, and I think they're going to have to really think about how to route that traffic now. About 20,000 cars go over this thing a week. And Brad Carson, the congressman from the area, has asked for some emergency appropriations. And also, I think it'll be an emergency repair. In normal conditions, a bridge like this would take about 12 to 14 months to build. And they're going to try to rebuild it in 6 months.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Lois Romano reports out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, for The Washington Post. In Utah, two laws regulating guns are combining to cause a nasty legal dispute. The first law makes gun possession in courtrooms a felony. The other provides for gun lockers outside court so people with concealed weapon permits can check their guns at the door. But as NPR's Howard Berkus reports, judges in Utah are refusing to comply, saying gun lockers and courthouses shouldn't mix.